following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle of Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, December 2nd, through Thursday, December 8th, 2022. December 2nd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The smallest act of kindness, good thought, or charitable intention can bear great fruit in the future. Remembering this, do not let any opportunity towards good pass you by. Humanly speaking, you often do not see nor comprehend what opportunities may arise. All things work out according to my divine will, even when free will takes an errant turn. My grace can vanquish the effects of sinful attitudes. I can turn all things to good, but people have to pay attention to what my will would be for them in any given situation. This is the victory I speak of so often. This is the alignment of free will with the divine." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 3rd, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, persevere in making this Christmas a holy and blessed Christmas. It should be a Christmas centered on personal holiness, not the material aspect of a commercial holiday. Spiritually place yourselves next to the manger, kneeling with the animals, a gaze at the tiny infant so peacefully asleep on the hay. Draw your hearts away from all worldly concerns, even yourself, and focus on peace to men of goodwill. Those who make such an effort will be given a special Christmas angel to help them past all the material aspects of the holiday. Each soul should name this angel himself and call upon him when he is tempted towards loving the commercial side of this holiday season." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 11. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you once walked when you lived in them. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his practices and have put on the new man, who is being renewed in knowledge after the image of his Creator. Here there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, freeman, but Christ is all and in all. scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 4th, 2022, the second Sunday of Advent. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, in preparing your hearts for the coming of your Savior on Christmas, do not ignore the slightest detail. Notice I call you to prepare your hearts. The environment, music, gifts are of no consequence. If your heart is ready for Jesus, then you are ready. Celebrate the holiday by making others happy. That way, the joy will come back to you. Try to discover what others need. Usually prayers are the greatest gift. Take the focus off of your own desires and selflessly choose good for others. This is how Mary and Joseph celebrated the first Christmas, placing their own needs last and all others first. Just the thought of your doing this warms my heart. I will bring Jesus to your midst if you first repent of all your sins and next live to bring Christmas joy to others." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 1 through 3. "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." Another note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 4. "So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 5th, 2022. "Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father." He says, "Children, the greatest treasure you could wish for in this holiday season is the faith you must hold cradled in your heart. No other gift could give you such peace and joy, coupled with truth. Material joys are empty and short-lived. In the world of material joys, there is no promise of everlasting salvation. Treasure your eternity, not passing joys of your earthly existence." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 10. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. In these you once walked when you lived in them. But now put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and foul talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old nature with its practices, and to put on the new nature, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 6th, 2022, the Feast of Saint Nicholas. Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." God so deems that I appear during the prayer service here on December 12th under my title of Guadalupe. I will give a message. Then Papa God will impart his triple blessing. December 7th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, do not allow Satan to take advantage of you with his compromise. He makes evil look good and vice versa." Often, the course of action he promotes is the easiest to follow. Easy is not always the best. Keep a firm grip on the truth. Opinions which oppose the truth of holy love are deadly. So many souls choose eternal damnation as they adopt errant opinions. The more responsibility you have in the world, that is, the more souls you influence, the greater your responsibility towards upholding the truth. The Antichrist will reign from a throne of lies. Therefore, be certain that your thoughts, words, and deeds reflect the truth. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore, God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 8th, 2022, the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Anything which destroys your peace, people, places, or things, is not from me, but has been convoluted by Satan to bring disharmony into your world. In my heart is all peace, all mercy, all love, for my heart replicates the heart of the most pure Savior, Jesus. The soul cannot find peace if he does not seek the refuge of my heart, which was miraculously conceived free of any stain of sin. To deny this truth is blasphemy. Allow my heart to be your refuge away from the assaults of evil and amidst every temptation. In the refuge of my heart is your respite, your peaceful solace amidst the confusion of the modern day world. I await each soul here with my motherly embrace. Remember, my heart is the first chamber of our united hearts, and the place of peaceful cleansing from all iniquity. This is so only as I cooperated with God's divine will. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not because of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. Scripture verses asked to be read by Blessed Virgin Mary. December 8, 2022, the Solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This message was received while at prayer during the hour of grace. Our Lady comes as Rosa Mystica. She says, "Praise be to Jesus. I come to ask you to trust in the fullness of my grace, which is beyond all telling. Solutions are ever ready to be pronounced from my lips and proclaimed from the rooftops. Believe that every present moment is grace-filled. Then, lives will change. When I return to heaven in my resplendent glory today, I will carry all your petitions with me. Alleluia."